So tonight we're going to look at the heavenly swap shop. If was that first PowerPoint up, please, Stephen. The heavenly swap shop. Later on, we're going to be swapping items which maybe you don't like, or for some reason you might have got two of, or maybe even this Christmas or last Christmas even, you never got any presents where you didn't like, so you've nothing really to swap. So you've had to buy something to swap. I hope you have anyway. I hope everybody has got something to swap. Maybe you just want something different. Now, first of all, when you think about in life, we quite often swap things fairly regularly. And then until you think about it, you don't realise how much you swap things. Less significant things we swap quite often. I'm just going to tell you a few, and then you can tell me if you know a few more. First of all, maybe we change his clothes quite often, or I hope we do anyway. Diane can put one or two items on before she gets the right item on sometimes. Even myself can go through two or three t-shirts before I think, oh, that one looks all right. Clothes we swap quite often. Something that is swapped even more often in our house is TV channels. Yeah, me and Diane can never agree on a single program whatsoever. So any opportunity, the TV gets turned over. Maybe you're a music flick-flacker, as Diane calls it. You flick-flack between different songs. Maybe you're always swapping the foods that you eat, like in diets, or you have fads, or things like that. All sorts of things. Can anybody think of anything else that is not really significant things, but you change them quite a lot?
Toothbrushes.
Phones. I would say they're a little bit more on the significant line. When you think about more significant things that we change less often, things like houses don't change very often unless you're a glutton for punishment. Cars we change. Sometimes we change as jobs, don't we? Even wives. I didn't mean that. One thing that we do not quite regular, but wallpaper, decorating. I hate decorating. And sometimes it's really hard to decide what you're going to do, isn't it? Sometimes you think, yeah, I know straight away what I want to do, and we do it. And sometimes, other times we think, it's really hard. And sometimes we can't find the thing that we want to swap for, can we? So in life, we're quite often swapping and changing things, but maybe we don't realise that there is a royal exchange, a heavenly swap shop. When God holds out his hands and he says, I've got these for you, which are good, and I will swap them for the things in your life that aren't so good, the things that we could even say were bad. The things God wants to swap for us will definitely be in our favour. Tonight when we swap things, we might end up with something we don't want just because of the way the game is played. We might end up with something worse than what we started with. That'll never happen with God. No, when we bring things to God to swap, we'll always come off the best. Let's look at just four scriptures, and I'm not going to dwell on them because I'm not going to be very long tonight. Let's look at just a fraction of what there is in the Bible about how God swaps us things that are not much good for us for things that are really good for us. The first one you'll know well, in Isaiah 61 verse 3, God says he will swap us things in our spiritual life and in our outlook that are bad for us for much better things. Can anybody off the head know what those things are? I just put them up straight away. Ashes for beauty, mourning for joy, and heaviness for praise. Some of those words we might not use very much, like ashes and mourning. We wouldn't really say there's a heaviness upon me, or not very often, do we? But ashes, mourning, and heaviness all talk about the same type of subject. They talk about sadness, don't they? Joylessness, if that's a proper word. I don't know if I've made that up, but it's a good one anyway. Joylessness. A dark hole of depression, a sadness that has come upon us. But God offers in swap beauty and joy and praise. A complete transformation of our lives and outlook and future. And that's just one verse. Beauty for ashes, joy instead of mourning, praise instead of a spirit of happiness. Is there anyone that's depressed tonight? God can swap you for happiness, for joy. The next one is in Romans 5, verse 20 to 21, where it says, this is one of my favourite verses in the Bible ever, where sin abounds, grace abounds so much more. In other words, where sin thrived, grace thrives much more. It doesn't say just where sin is. It says where sin abounds, where it thrives, where it flourishes. You know, where it's really bad. But you can put that next slide on now, Stephen, please. The where sin... This verse is saying that in place of sin, we get the grace of God, the free gift. Grace is simply unearned favour by God. That is what we get. In place of our sin, we get forgiveness, don't we? So where sin thrived, grace thrived much more. Sin and guilt is swapped by God for grace and for forgiveness. What amazing swaps we've seen so far, and we've only been doing it a couple of minutes. Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, praise for heaviness, forgiveness for sin, grace for guilt. Which do we prefer to have out of those two lists? It's not an hard question, is it? We don't want the bad things, do we? But yeah, we live with them in our lives sometimes, don't we? The next one's from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, where it says, God will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What's the swap here? Anybody see it? There for you. Our needs for God's provision. Our tiny reserves, you know, the little things that we've got, the last little bit of energy that we've got left, for God's plenty. What a swap that is. God holds, we hold out our arms and say, Lord, I need it. This, I've got nothing left. And God stretches out in arms and says, here you go. And we go, poof. We can't carry it because God's supply is plenty. Our reserves are short. And the last one from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 says, God makes all things beautiful in its time. God makes all things beautiful in its time. Our natures and lives have been beautified by God in his time. So what's the swap here? Selfish, ugly nature for beautiful, loving nature. We've all done that transformation, haven't we? Can't hear anybody. We might have started it, we might not have perfected it yet, because it's not our job, is it? That's God's job to transform our nature into something beautiful. And it says that God makes all things beautiful in its time, when the time is right. Are we there yet? No, we're not. But we're on the journey, aren't we? Over time, God is and does have a heavenly swap shop where the things we swap for will make us prosper, will make us happy, will make us content, and complete us to how God needed us to be. Beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, praise for heaviness, forgiveness for sin, grace instead of guilt, need, and yet God has provision, our tiny reserve, and God's multiple blessings, God's plenty. Our selfish, old, ugly nature is swapped for God's beautiful, caring, loving nature. Are we perfectly there yet? We're not, are we? Because it says that God makes things beautiful in his time. You know, when the time is right, when we're right. But the heavenly swap shop is open, and all we need to do is to come to God and ask, and what do you need tonight? What do I need tonight from this list? There's things in our lives maybe that we need to swap. Amen.